track three. And we start with the lead story in the Mid Devon Advertiser. Send plan not delivering. The system is failing us. Parents united at the County Hall in Exeter to describe how their children with special educational needs and disabilities have been failed by Devon County Council. They argue that despite promises from Devon County Council for a system-wide change, fundamental issues persist. Their pleas for cooperation, resources, and a shift in culture follow 5 years of unsuccessful reforms since Ofsted and the Care Quality Commission first identified that the sector had serious concerns. In a meeting of the DCC's Children's Scrutiny Panel held at County Hall in Exeter last week, five parents came together to voice their concerns over both the treatment of their children and the future of Devon's SEND provision. And SEND stands for Special Educational Need and Disabilities. Devon County Council and NHS Devon work in partnership to run SEND services. Issues of significant concern in Devon's SEND provision were initially identified in 2018 after a joint visit by Ofsted and the Care Quality Commission. A revisit in 2022 found that the new strategy launched in 2020 fundamentally failed to address the significant weaknesses that were apparent in the previous inspection. The scathing report prompted the Department for Education and NHS England to meet with the Council to discuss more drastic measures, such as government intervention. The report continued, "The lack of coherent action is significantly affecting the lives of children and young people." The report claimed there is a culture of acceptance about the way things are from staff, while parents are very critical of the level of their involvement in consultations and do not understand how the plans will improve their families' lives. Parents say that the failings in Devon SEND provision continue to be felt. To get their voices heard, they came together to create a group, the Devon SEND Parents and Carers for Change, which now has over 720 families. Parents say that failings in the system are leading to children going without adequate education. One parent, who asked not to be named, told the scrutiny committee about their experiences concerning one of their three adopted children. They said, "Securing a suitable secondary school placement for my adopted daughter was a horrendous experience. Despite clear evidence from professionals about the kind of placement required, an unsuitable mainstream school, who clearly stated they could not meet her needs, was named on her EHCP by the mysterious panel. Unwilling to shift the local authority on their inappropriate decision, we were forced to appeal our daughter's school placement. For most children, not knowing where they are going to secondary school would be unsettling. For a child who has experienced early life trauma, the impact is devastating and long-lasting." Another parent, Lucy Wilson, explained to the committee that her son, who uses sign language, was not diagnosed with ADHD until he was 14. She criticised the long tribunal process she was forced to undertake after mistakes were made in her son's education. She added, "There is a culture, and has been for years, that parents don't feel listened to. The parents know their child best, and this should be a cohesive procedure." The Devon Partnership responsible for supporting SEND children and young people said it has listened to families and expended its plans. They committed to look at not just areas of weakness identified by Ofsted. Their programme, they said, would address the significant changes that the local area faces, improve the experiences of children, young people and their families in Devon, and lead to financial sustainability of the council. Stuart Collins, the new Permanent Director of Children and Young People Services, said, "We know from what parents and young people are telling us and from our data and intelligence that the current improvement activity alone will not drive the significant change required. We need everyone working together with a clear vision of what looks good, what good looks like, so that children and young families with SEND and their families receive the right support at the right time, in the right place, so they can thrive.
Double donations from local lads. Villagers in Lustley have found a way to simultaneously support their local shop and people in need across Teignbridge in an innovative new scheme. The scheme, organised and funded by Lustley Association of Drivers, LADS, will match all donations bought from the local store in order to boost business for the dairy, the village's community-owned shop. This means that for every item bought by a customer and placed in the shop's food bank collecting basket, a matching item will also be bought from the shop by LADS to donate. The idea came from one of our clever members, said Jeremy Grammer, chairman of LADS. This way we can help the shop and give extra to those who rely on food banks in Teignbridge. The recipient of the double donations is the food bank organised by Homeless in Teignbridge Support, or HITS, a local charity supporting the homeless and those in crisis. Now we can benefit two causes that are close to our hearts, said Mr. Grammer, helping people in need and also bringing business to our much valued shop. Roger Clark, LADS treasurer, said, to date, we've raised over £320 in cash and over £200 in goods, so the community has already contributed £500 to HITS. Because of the scheme, we've matched that. So as a whole community, we've already contributed over £1,000 to HITS, which I think is extraordinary. The challenge now is to continue the momentum onwards. LADS was established more than 20 years ago as a service provided by a team of 20 volunteer drivers who transport villagers to medical appointments and make other essential journeys. Shirley Wenham, who runs the shop with Dean Copson, said, ultimately, this will help people in Teignbridge to not go hungry. We've got some really keen members of the community in the shop who donate all the time. Thanks to LADS and the community for supporting both us and HITS at the same time.
Laptop appeal for Ukraine. Rotary Newton Abbott is collecting laptops, phones and tablets to send to Ukraine. The war in Ukraine has had a devastating impact on the country's infrastructure. Millions of people have been forced to work online. 200,000 children in some of the most affected areas of the country are having to learn remotely. Many Ukrainians can only keep in contact with their family and friends via social media. The war has displaced over 7 million people. 40% of those are children. 2,677 educational institutions have been damaged, which has disrupted the education of 5.7 million children. Over 1,100 public buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Nearly half of these are hospitals and healthcare institutions. Unfortunately, a severe shortage of electrical devices, such as laptops, tablets and phones, is threatening to unplug the Ukrainian people from the internet. Ukraine needs our help to stay connected. Rotary Newton Abbott is collecting any laptops, tablets or smartphones to send to Ukraine. The equipment should be in working order and complete with charger or power cable if you have them. If possible, the equipment should be reset to factory settings. Otherwise, we will ensure that all personal data is erased before it is sent to Ukraine. We regret that we're unable to take old PC monitors, printers, etc., simply because of the logistics of transporting bulky equipment. If you have any laptops, tablets or smartphones, please bring them to Newton Abbott Museum, Newton's Place on Woolborough Street. The museum is open every Tuesday to Friday from 9:30 to 4:30 and on Saturdays from 9:30 to 1:30. This project is being supported by European Commission, Digital Europe and the Ministry of Digital Transformation of Ukraine. All the equipment will be collected and taken to a hub in Paris for onward distribution to Ukraine. Please support the Rotary Newton Abbot in helping to keep the Ukraine connected.